Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 78th UIEPT. Today, on 5th of August, you will be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas. For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our ATA channel, where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIEPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin with Part A. Listen to a series of short conversations.
Have you been to the health center for your immunization yet?
I have an appointment at the clinic to take care of it this afternoon.
What does the woman mean?
Accounting is a career I never took an interest in.
I can see why. Arithmetic was never your strength.
What does the woman tell the man?
Number 3.
Our library has the most extensive collection of anthropology books of any university.
Not to mention journals.
What does the woman mean?
Number 4.
I hear your brother got you to fix his faucet.
He wouldn't take no for an answer. Anyway, it didn't take me very long.
What does the woman mean?
Number 5.
I hear you're quite proficient on the violin.
I'm pretty rusty after all these years.
What does the man mean?
Number 6.
I really want to see the play at the outdoor theater tonight. Will you come with me?
You know I hate battling all those mosquitoes. But if you have your heart set on it.
What can be inferred about the man?
Number 7.
Have you visited the new exhibit?
Not yet, but it'll be at the Student Center until June.
What does the man imply?
I have to be at the dentist at 7:30 tomorrow morning.
Then you won't miss any classes.
What does the woman imply?
Number 9.
I'm taking up a collection for the jazz band. Would you like to give?
Just a minute while I get my wallet.
What will the woman probably do next?
Your cousins just called. They're stranded at the beach.
So they didn't manage to get a lift after all.
What had the woman assumed about her cousins? This is the end of Part A.
Part B. Listen and answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class and take notes.
Today we're going to learn about the climate of Mars. Some of you may be wondering why scientists would study such a thing. Why is the climate of Mars important to us on Earth? Well, there are a couple of reasons. For one, the climate of Mars can tell us quite a bit about our own climate. You see, Mars, like Earth, has seasons and weather patterns. So by observing the climate of Mars, we can learn about our own climate patterns. And another thing, it's, well, studying Mars's climate might help us figure out whether there was ever any life there. But, don't worry about these issues right now, because we won't be addressing them today. For today, I really just want you all to understand the basic features of the Martian climate. Okay, so we're talking about Mars's climate. Why don't we begin by talking about one of the more general aspects of its climate, its seasons. Just like Earth, Mars has four distinct seasons. However, the season lengths on Mars are quite different than on Earth. In fact, the seasons on Mars are actually twice as long as Earth's seasons. Why is that? Here's the short explanation. As a lot of you probably know, Mars takes twice as long as Earth does to go around the Sun. So that means that Mars years are about twice as long as Earth years. In other words, for every two Earth years, one Mars year goes by. Logically, this also means that the seasons on Mars are twice as long as Earth's. Though, really, for the purposes of this class, you don't have to know why the seasons on Mars are longer than those on Earth. All you have to know is that they are about twice as long as Earth's seasons. Let's move on. So, what about the temperatures on Mars? Well, like Earth, Mars is warmer at its center, along the equator. And it's colder at its poles. Poles, of course, are the extreme northern and southern ends of a planet. Like on Earth, we have the North and South Poles, and both of these places are really, really cold, right? So determining the temperature on Mars really depends on the time and place the temperature is taken. Say you measure the temperature along the equator of Mars in the middle of summer. You'd find that the temperature can reach up to 20 degrees Celsius at noon. However, if you measured the temperature at the same time of day, but at Mars's poles, you'd get readings as low as negative 153 degrees Celsius. Just to help you understand how cold that is, consider this. The coldest temperature ever recorded on Earth was negative 89.2 degrees Celsius. I mean, that's a 60 degree difference. And what can we tell from these temperatures then? Well, I think we can all say with complete certainty that Mars is a very cold planet. And according to scientists, it will only continue to get colder. Now I want to talk about another aspect of Mars's climate, and it's one that might actually help you understand the effects of temperature change on Mars. It's, winds. So, the average wind speed on Mars is around 32 kilometers per hour, but they have been measured up to 96 kilometers per hour. Right now, a lot of you are probably thinking, so what? And rightly so. I say that because, well, these speeds aren't anything spectacular. Indeed, Earth's wind speeds are similar. However, there is something remarkable that happens when the winds pick up, when they start blowing faster. Since most of Mars is covered in dust, when the winds pick up, it results in enormous dust storms. Amazingly, these dust storms have been known to cover most of the planet. Recently, though, scientists have seen fewer dust storms. They aren't sure exactly why this is happening, but one guess is that it is because the planet is getting colder. This hypothesis is based on, typically, if there is less heat, the air doesn't move around nearly as much. So colder temperatures on Mars would mean less wind and, as a result, fewer dust storms.
Now answer the questions. You may use your notes.
This is the end of the recording.